live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
The John Deere 6M started with the livestock and hay producer who needs a powerful loader tractor with incredible visibility and maneuverability to easily make your way around those tight corrals, feed your herd, and bale your hay. A strong tractor is equipped with the features you need to accomplish any chore. From 110 to 195 horsepower, the 6M is fully customizable, so you get everything you need and nothing you don't. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
I don't know, that is an Irish sound there, huh?
It does sound like it, doesn't it?
It is St. Patrick's time, almost.
Yep.
Well, according to the St. Patrick's Day Committee here in Emporia, it is St. Patrick's time, and we're pleased to be joined by Barb Lowry to give us an update on what is in store for us St. Patrick's Day-wise here this year. Barb, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for playing that little jig. That always kind of gets us going.
Hey, glad to get you in the mood here, Barb. So, it's got to be go time for you guys, because February and March are typically huge events and huge months here for the St. Patrick's Committee.
Yes, it is. And I know that we're on the air here a little bit later this year. I've got some changes to announce. Hopefully, yeah, great changes, I think. We're trying something a little bit different this year, but our whole focus, again, is on raising money for worthy organizations here that we hope to award the money after St. Patrick's Day. Again, we usually have a check presentation like in April. And so our mission is still the same. We still hope to raise money just in a little bit different way this year. So, we are celebrating 27 years of Shamrocks and Shenanigans this year, and we will, our event-wise, our parade will be Saturday, March 18th, very much the same as it's been. We're going to focus all the activity basically down there at 4th and Commercial by Town Royal, and hopefully have our, you know, beer garden off to the south there of Town Royal, and of course it's going to be perfect weather. And if you want to go ahead and help us work on that starting now, that would be appreciated.
We'll do our best.
So we'll have our parade starting at 1 o'clock, as always, at 4th and Commercial. We'll go north to 12th. And, of course, the party then that follows pretty much the rest of the day and into the evening, at Town Royal on March 18th. So, we have received, I do want to tell you this, we have received a generous donation once again from the Turnbull Foundation to bring in bagpipers. And this year, Trey has a couple of different groups lined up to come in and already has a definite commitment from the St. Andrew's Pipes and Drums Band in Kansas City.
Nice.
So we have a big group coming in this year. They'll be in the parade, and then if I heard right, they're going to put on a bit of a concert outside then after the parade. And more than just a song or two, from what I understand. So, and then there's another group lined up also, I believe, from the Kansas City area that should be here. So we should have all kinds of authentic, traditional bagpipers music, which is what we always love. So what has changed this year is we're going to try having an online auction this year. So we'll still have an auction, still take some donations and have things to auction off to help make money for these organizations. Segueing back here for a moment. We do have our application out now, which I will send you guys a copy of after this morning here, and hopefully you can put it on the website for us again, as you always do. Appreciate that. It's basically the very same application as before, very easy to fill out, just some information about your organization and why you are requesting funds, how much you are requesting, and what you'll use those funds for. So the difference is we hope to run an online auction for 2 weeks right at the beginning of March. So it should run from about March 1st to March 15th. All of these dates are a little bit in flux right now, but pretty much set. There's a lot of people we've been talking to try to get everything ready. So we're going to run an online auction from March 1st through March 15th. And the one different thing is this year, any organization that is actually chosen to get funding, we are requesting, actually we're requesting slash requiring, that you do provide an item for our auction. So it can be an experience, an item, some kind of service, you know, basically whatever your organization could do. So we are requiring that. This year the applications will be, and if there's committee members listening, this is a little different than what we discussed, but I can explain. The applications will be due a week from this Wednesday, February 15th. And then we will need to have your item or your service, your certificate, whatever it is, by a week from that Friday, which is February 24th. And we have been in contact with Victor and Hope Edelman, who have helped us out, as have other auctioneers, and of course you, Ron, in the past year after year. And they have agreed to donate their time to get the items up online and help us through this process that none of us are horribly familiar with yet. So they need to get in and take pictures and have those items up by the 1st, so we need to give them time. All those items would need to be in by Friday, February 24th.
A lot of dates out there. Yeah, a lot of dates out there. So
yeah, there is.
I assume then you will let folks know once Victor and Hope get things lined up. You'll then have a web address that people can go to and make the bids. Correct?
Absolutely. And we'll be really getting this information out. Of course, the best place to go right away is our Facebook page, which right now does not have all these dates up because, like I said, we want to make sure that they're set. But you can always go to, it's the Emporia St. Patrick's Day Committee, so start with the word Emporia, but on Facebook. Anytime, I can throw my number out here, it's 343-0745. Anytime you can call if you need information, I can fill you in on that. But we'll really be getting the word out, and yes, there will be a link directly to the website where you will just register and then have about 2 weeks to bid on these items, and then it's a very, very seamless process. It's very nice. I mean, you go through, and as it gets closer to the ending time, there's an actual live countdown there where you can continue to bid on the items, and then if it's getting to almost closing time, each item closes at a little bit different time. So, like, you know, it's just, you can look at one, and then it closes in the next, but if you bid in the last minute or so, then it actually extends the bidding for another couple of minutes. So unlike eBay, where you can miss out on the last second, it extends the bidding a little longer so that people can keep bidding until it's done. So anyway, it sounds confusing. It's not. There'll be a website you'll go to. All the directions are on there. We'll have the pickup time. We will also be offering a time one evening where you can come in for about 2 hours and view all the items in person, and that'll be at Summers Auto Plaza. And we'll have that date and time announced as well. So that'll be while the auction's ongoing. I mean, you can go online and look at the items and then say, hey, I want to come in and look at that a little closer. You can do that. So please remember, if it does sound all confusing right now, it's really not, and we'll do whatever we can to help you. A lot of changes in, well, the world, in us and everything, but these online auctions are really getting very, very popular, and I know you guys know that the National Teachers Hall of Fame runs some things on an online auction too now. So we're going to give it a shot and see how we do and go from there. Nothing is set in stone, so we're going to try this year. And we also have, before I let you go, we also have sponsorships again this year, which we've had the last year or two. And there are three different levels, which, again, we'll have on our webpage, three different levels of sponsorships that you can give. Let me get here. $250 gets you a 4x8-foot parade banner, which will be on display down at Town Royal that whole day on the 18th of March. And that gets your name and or logo, whatever, on this banner, and then it's yours to keep after that day. $500 gets you the very same thing, but in addition, we will mention you in all of our ads and social media. And then a $1,000 donation sponsorship would get you your name and logo on the parade banner, and all mentioned in all of our ads and social media. And then we now have a plaque hanging down at Town Royal, and you would get to put your own little, whatever name you choose, on a plate on the leprechaun, because he's made of wood and he's going to have all these little plates, and it'd be your company and your name. And four pub crawl tickets.
When's the pub crawl?
Well, it is, I don't have a map. Well, I don't have that in front of me either.
We might need that, too.
It would be the 10th of March, if that's a Friday. That's our committee pub crawl.
Okay,
and
got
I mean, what more would you want than four tickets to go with this outstanding committee on a pub crawl, right?
Right.
So yeah, pretty appealing.
That's all
I can say.
Pardon
appealing.
Me?
Pretty appealing.
Oh! Yeah. Thank you. Well, and we have the safety bus, so you ride around with us. And nobody's driving or doing anything other foolishness, yeah. Of course. So anyway, that you'd also get, if the $1,000 level, it also gets you four tickets for the pub crawl. And then we're working on probably having another, you know, in the past, Diva has had a pub crawl also on our parade day, and we're hoping we're going to see if they're sponsoring that. If they're not, then I think we're going to try to find a way to do that as well. So there'll also be a public pub crawl that you can take part in.
Bar
or
Bench,
a small donation.
Bar Bench and Diva, that's the Downtown Emporia Bar Association, I believe, is what that
I
is.
I believe you're right.
Yes,
yep.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. I speak in other languages. Yeah. So, wow. Sorry. I mean, I just took a breath and...
You did fine. You did great.
All that out. Well, and then, like I said, if people do have questions, I may not have solid answers at this point. We do meet every Thursday night. And so I do want to announce real quickly, too, that we have officially, endowed both the scholarships, which last year we were able to finally endow the scholarship out of the Tech College. And so ESU and the Tech College both now are yearly awarding our scholarships. And we got a very nice thank you note from one of the recipients the other day. Really nice page-long thank you note. Nice. About what they've done with the scholarship, and that's very heartwarming and feels good. And so, since I know you'll ask, Ron, to this date, we have raised over $371,000 for a total of 168 organizations.
Woo!
Yeah.
That is
and we
significant
didn't have,
right there, yeah.
And we took 2021 off, of course, and didn't even raise money that year because of COVID, so... There's the totals.
Well, you've done great work, and a little different twist to things this year. So again, application deadline is nearing. Barb, let us know what people have to do if they'd like to benefit from the Emporia St. Patrick's Day Committee.
Absolutely, and I'll get that application to you, and we can get it, if you can again, get it up on the website. That's very much appreciated. So they have a week from this coming Wednesday, and again, it's a very easy application, so that won't take you more than probably 10 minutes. So get that in, and we hope to have lots of good applications to go through, and then start raising some crazy money to give away in April.
Sounds like a plan. Barb, thanks much, and we'll be bringing you back on, and whoever else you want to drag on with you.
Oh, I'll drag somebody.
Thanks, Barb.
Thanks so much, guys, for all you do to help us.
Thanks, Barb.
All right, Barb Lowry, St. Patrick's Day Committee. Week from Wednesday is the application deadline. That's step one.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep reminding you of the other 18 steps that Barb threw at us here this morning on how this year's St. Patrick's Day fundraising and parade activities are moving forward. That's good.
Good stuff there. And we will have a story here, too, to crystallize this as well. But want to let you know that if you want to be part of our morning show, specifically the Newsmaker spots, they're open all the rest of the week. So.